Now let's ask some questions of the police response yesterday. Was that out of line? Those questions were asked of Emma Black as an activist. It's time for them as well. Lisa Neville is the police minister with the Victorian government, and she's here now. Lisa Neville, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Were you comfortable with what you saw the police officers doing yesterday at the protest?
I'm 100% comfortable. I want to commend them for how they've been operating. They're in the middle of this. They're trying to enable people to peacefully protest, which we're not seeing, but also people to go about their lawful business, going to a conference. So it's not where they want to be. It's not what they sign up to do, but that's what they're required to do to try and ensure that roads aren't obstructed, people can safely get into the conference, that other people in Victoria can go about and Melbourne can go about their day-to-day business without being affected. I mean, surrounding people who are conference attendees, it's just inappropriate behaviour, and this is deliberate behaviour by these protesters to try and disrupt, and they talk about that all the time, and to try and make the lives of those attending the conference difficult, and police are doing what they need to do to make sure that that they keep these two parties apart.
Well, it's not the first time that protesters, of course, have done that in search of trying to make serious social change. And we can go back through all the most important protests that have been held in Melbourne to the Vietnam War and before to see those kind of actions. The issue is how police respond on our behalf. And you say you're comfortable with seeing police using batons and hitting people, and as we're reportedly hearing this morning, someone sustaining two broken legs?
I commend them. It's a tough gig, and as I said, it's not one that they sign up for. But look, they manage every year hundreds of protests. Most overwhelmingly, those protests are peaceful. We had, you know, just before the footy finals, we had 100,000 people protest for action on climate change. Not an arrest, not an incident, not a confrontation. Police assisted and worked with the organisers of those protests. This is very different. This is about people deliberately seeking to prevent people entering a legal venue and a legal conference, and people going about their business, people attempting to blockade roads and stop other Victorians going about their business. And in reality, you know, without police being there is no doubt in my mind those protesters would be surrounding and making it incredibly physically dangerous for those people attempting to attend a legal conference in Victoria.
The question has to be asked about whether bringing horses through a line of protesters and crashing them through, whether that's appropriate behaviour by police, because I can tell you a high number of people texting me this morning are hugely disappointed, if not disgusted, by seeing that being done in our name by VicPol.
So police use the mounted branch and our police horses at every protest. So there would not be a demonstration that occurs in Melbourne, and there's hundreds of them every year, where the horses aren't in attendance at. So they are well trained, the horses, in doing this. They're well behaved. They are used to this sort of activity. And as I said, overwhelmingly, you never see these incidences because people work with police about their protests. We want to see peaceful protests. We want to ensure we're a society that has peaceful protests. But there is a difference between peaceful and where police are put in a position where you've got people, they're currently gluing themselves together, they're blocking roads, they're surrounding people attending the conference, attempting to stop the conference people getting in. They've got a minister, federal minister, going there today as well. Police cannot allow that to continue, and they have a range of, you know, non-lethal methods to be able to do that. They give warnings, they indicate to people that will, you know, they're asked to move on,
yes,
asked to leave an area, and where people don't do that, they can lawfully be arrested, and police are using appropriate force in that case.
But I do wonder if it's not coincidental that the very strong response from the police on that day came immediately after, the day after, we suddenly heard about Police Force Command telling members that they had to use the headlines that were used in the paper, and this is a contraction of the idea, the right to ram, the right to intervene and to be much more forceful, that they were in possession of those powers if they thought they had to act in the public space. Is it in any way a coincidence that we see such surprisingly forceful behaviour from the police the day after they receive that message?
Oh, I think they're two different things altogether, Virginia.
But they create an impression, no, Minister. They create an impression and they embolden a police force in a way that might be quite good if the circumstance is correct, but it creates an impression that you have the right, to paraphrase the Victorian police motto, you have the right, go and use it.
So if you think back, that this group of people have been disrupting Melbourne for a period of time, and police used appropriate force at that time to remove people from the streets. That when they were blockading, they gave, you know, they used discretion, but they also used force to remove people. That's exactly what they're doing here. This is what, in situations where you, and luckily we don't have many of these sort of protests. We've had a few where you've had the ultra-right and the ultra-left fight, and we've seen similar sort of need for police to intervene in that way and keep people apart, and we've seen it in relation to this particular group around climate protests. It's very unusual to see this. Police don't, in most cases, it is not necessary. Mm-hmm. But this is, in this case, we have to back in our police in difficult circumstances to keep people safe, keep people able to go to a conference, and able to peacefully protest. And my message to the protesters is absolutely have your say, be loud about it, but don't go attempt to injure any of the conference attendees. Stop them going about their legal business.
Well, they're stopping them attending. I don't know about deliberately trying to injure, but of course that of course is going to be the potential consequence.
That's right. And that's what police are trying to avoid.
One could.
They're trying to sit in the middle of what could potentially turn into quite difficult circumstances.
Sure. Except, Minister, it was clear that some of their actions resulted in injuries yesterday as well. So, Minister, thank you.
Thanks very much, Virginia.